Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Joseph Narcisse's The Templar Chronicles. A Tear in the Sky. Narrated by Richard Rowan, with performances by David Coyne, Thomas Penny, Nick DePinto, Thomas Keegan, Bradley Smith, Alexander Strain, Michael Glenn, Johan Detweiler, Joe Brack, Yasmin Twazan, Drew Kopis, Eric Messner, Dylan Lynch, Elizabeth Jernigan, Tim Carlin, Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, MJ Casey, Colleen Delaney, Stephen Carpenter, Richard Rowan, James Lewis, and Ken Jackson.
The priest ran toward the altar, as if hell itself followed on his heels. He didn't have much time, minutes at best. Still, that might be enough. The others would have a warning at least. It was the best he could do, given the circumstances. Racing up the steps, he crossed to the tabernacle and spun the dials on the lock with trembling fingers. He set the second one incorrectly and had to do it again, losing precious seconds in the process. Opening the tabernacle, he bent one knee, genuflected, and then removed the ciborium from inside the blessing chamber. From the other end of the church, he could hear them on the inside of the sacristy door. He locked it behind him, but he didn't expect it to hold him for long. He opened the ciborium and removed one of the communion wafers.
Christ, forgive me.
He placed the wafer on his tongue. From years past, he could hear the voice of Father Jerome, his old seminary professor.
Viaticum, from the Latin viaticum, meaning provisions for the journey. The final rite in the sacrament of extreme unction, the giving of the Eucharist ensures that the dying do not die alone, but have Christ with them in their final moments, just as he has been with them in life.
Behind him, the door to the sacristy burst from its hinges. Steeling himself for what he knew was to come, he calmly closed the tabernacle and spun the dials, locking it against intrusion. It wouldn't hold out a determined thief, but he had done his part and could rest easy on that score. He got to his feet and turned to face the front of the church. The shadows had reached the transept. He hurried to the altar and took up the Bible resting there. It wouldn't hold them off, but he felt better with it in his hands. As they reached the foot of the altar, he calmly went down to meet them. Knight Commander Cade Williams stalked down the hallway of the Bennington Containment Facility, angry at himself for being there, yet knowing that he really had no choice in the matter. Just hours before, a request had been relayed to him by the facility's warden. The request had originated from the prison's most high-profile prisoner, Simon Logan, the Necromancer, a man who would use the arcane power and the Spear of Longinus to try to destroy the Order itself. He would have succeeded, too, if it hadn't been for Cade and the Men of Echo Team. Logan had apparently asked to see Cade, said it was urgent even. But it was the note that accompanied the request that had captured his attention. Just 8 simple words.
I have a message from your wife, Gabrielle.
Anything else the Necromancer might have said would have been ignored outright. After turning Logan over to those who ran the facility, Cade's interest in the former head of the Council of Nine had vanished. He had other more pertinent things to worry about than the fate of a man who had tried to take on the Order and lost. But if Logan had actually received a message from Cade's long-dead wife, Gabrielle, then that was something Cade couldn't simply ignore. As a necromancer, Logan certainly had an affinity for the dead, which made the possibility that he'd spoken to Gabrielle a realistic one. Cade knew his wife's spirit was not at rest. He'd encountered her shade several times over the last few months, and it was Gabrielle herself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?